Welcome, 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 everybody, to the premiere episode of the After Effect Podcast Show on the Couch with SJ and Yaz, where we master the principles of acknowledgement, forgiveness, trust, and acceptance to help you become the beholder of your own beauty. We're so happy to have you here. We're going to get our show started in just a moment, but in the meantime, in between time, go grab your cup of coffee, nestle in, get comfortable, grab your pen, grab your paper, and be ready to be transformed.
Okay, so welcome, 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 everybody, to the first episode of the After Effect Podcast Show, and you are now on the couch with SJ and Yaz. I'm your girl, SJ. That's your girl, Yaz. Yaz, what's up, babe? How you doing?
Hey. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Yaz, in the office.
It's good for us to be together again. We ain't been together on the air for quite a while. It's been a little bit more. So for those of you who do not know and you don't know what in the world we talking about, I feel like a million years ago did a show together called the Chick Shit and Real Talk Radio Show, honey. And it was a blog talk radio show where we had two other co-hosts with us, and we just kind of cut up and we talked about the things that were going on, you know, at that time. We was going by the seat of our pants with that thing there, but we had fun. It was fun.
Had a blast.
It was fun. And so when I thought about doing this podcast, I couldn't think of anybody better to do it with than you, because we already have a presence together and we have already been on camera. So let's get into it. So who are we? You may be asking. So I'm your girl, SJ Harrington. I'm the creator of The After Effect, which I now have created into a podcast show. I'm a self-love strategist and a registered peer recovery specialist, which means that I literally get paid to teach people how to love themselves better and help them along on their recovery journeys. I'm the author of several books that you can find on Amazon. I'll have links down in the description below. But that's where I am. The After Effect really is about the four principles that I found to finding self-love, getting to know yourself, and becoming the beholder of your own beauty. And so, yeah, that's what the After Effect is. This is where we're going to learn how to acknowledge ourselves, forgive ourselves, trust ourselves, and accept ourselves for exactly who we are. Now, and we're going to have some fun doing it, because, honey, self-love can be a tough journey, but it don't got to be a boring one. So, Yaz, when we talk about self-love, you know, what does that mean to you? What has your journey been like with the After Effect, with self-love, with all of that?
My journey with self-love has been, unfortunately, a difficult one. And it's crazy to say that at 43, I've learned to love me the way I love others so freely and accept who I am as I am. And it's been an amazing journey. It's been some tears shed. It's been some laughs. It's been some what the holy moments. But it has definitely been a journey worth taking. I just hate it took so long to do it. But loving self is definitely something I should have done years ago. I feel it's something everybody should do automatically. We all have our stories. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a journey. Yours is yours, mine is mine, theirs is theirs. But I think the ultimate goal is accepting and loving yourself as you are. Fix what you can fix, what you can't, embrace it, accept it, use that to your best ability. And
don't it sound good? Don't it sound good to be able to explain it like that now?
Because honey, yes,
at the beginning of the journey, whoo, you want to tell them how we met? You go ahead. I'm gonna let you. Listen, this is way before either of our self-love journey.
Okay. So let me explain to you how we met. Picture this, a young 18-year-old and very impressionable country child, that is me, traveling all the way from Georgia to Great Lakes, Illinois for basic training. Mm-hmm. Let's just say I was scared as hell. But I met SJ. And I met other females that I was like, okay, I fit in here. Like, I'm weird and off, but I fit in here.
Thank you, weird and off.
Yeah, I was definitely that. I was awkward. Let's be honest. I was awkward as hell in basic training. I felt, one, I ain't never been around that many females in my life. And I was like, I got to bathe naked with these girls. This is going to be some traumatizing shit.
Now, wait on. Now, hold on. Hold on. Put a pin in that. Because I feel like we going into some acknowledgement right quick. We ain't even mean to, but here we are. So let me give the definition of acknowledgement right quick, because you about to be right there. Okay. So the first principle of the after effect, acknowledgement. So acknowledgement is all about recognizing and accepting the reality of your life, your emotions, your strengths, and your flaws. It's about being present with yourself and not turning away from what's true. When you acknowledge who you are and where you are, you create a solid foundation for growth. Mm-hmm. Now, because see, it sounded like you was getting in your story, and you about to get right on back to it, though, but I did need to, like, you know, put that off in there, because we was going in a good direction.
Ironically, it is some people who do not know the definition of acknowledgement. So they needed that. And there you go. For me, like I say, I was definitely scared, but I felt at home at the same time. Once I allowed myself to meet people, and once I allowed myself to let these people in, I was like, oh, okay. Now, SJ was different. Let me tell you, because she's her approach to a lot of things is vastly different from what my approach to things were way back then. Mind you, I'm 43. I was 18 when we met. That's 25 years. That says a lot. I'm awkward. I'm from the country. I'm not vocal, but I'm getting to know somebody who's extremely vocal, and I started using that to my advantage. But we're not going to talk about that part right now.
We are going to talk about that part. Maybe not right now, but we are definitely going to talk about that.
She ended up being somebody I can't imagine my life without. Oh. There are periods where we don't talk for months. But when we talk, it's like I just talked to you yesterday. So, we met in basic training. Now, ironically, we did also go to a school together. Where's another lesson she taught me? We'll get to that later, too. We'll get to that later, too.
It's so much. You guys are really in store for so much.
Whole nerd of stuff. But yeah, and we became the best of friends. Like I say, I know at one point we didn't talk for years because life started lifing. Life lifed the hell out of me. It lifed the hell out of me. And again, when we reconnected, it was like, dang, I just talked to you the other day. And it 3-4 years had passed. Yeah. So we were destined to be a part of each other's life, because it was plenty of people I was in basic with.
Yeah, we were in we were in basic with a lot of people. But
I can't remember some of their names.
You know, I do know that, you know, the people that come into your life for a reason. They say a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I think that we are lifetime, you know, just partners going through life together. And I know that there was a certain point where things were very dark. And so I think that one of the times we reconnected is when I created the After Effect. Mm-hmm. And and you decided that you were going to embark.
Put me through on... pure hell. Pure hell. Let me tell y'all something. I advise everybody. Like, okay, you may already love yourself, but I promise you ain't nothing wrong with loving yourself a little bit more.
No.
I think everybody should go through this process because, baby. Now, I had claimed the whole time when I hit 37 and walked away from a situation I ain't had no business walking into, but I digress, that at 37, a light bulb clicked and I was like, damn, I'm awesome. However, it was a mask because I was scared as hell at 37 that life had literally just drop kicked me in my gut and I don't know what to do now. So I was putting on the front like everything is great. I love me some me. Whole time I'm going home, excuse me, getting in my bed, covering up and crying every night because I'm like, I don't know what to do. So definitely was worth going through the process of learning Yasmina, loving Yasmina, trusting Yasmina, and accepting Yasmina. So if you don't know who you are or you would like to know you a little bit better, come on in,
darling. So we gave a definition of acknowledgement, so let's go to forgiveness, because again, for those of you just joining us, the after effect is what happens after you acknowledge, forgive, trust, and accept yourself, flaws and all. So we went over acknowledgement, but let's just go over it again. Acknowledgement, that's all about recognizing and accepting the reality of your life, your emotions, your strengths, and your flaws. It's about being present with yourself and not turning away from what's true. When you acknowledge who you are and where you are, you create a solid foundation for growth. And so when I'm talking about acknowledgement, I'm talking about taking all of the emotions out of it. And let's just acknowledge some things that are true. So let's go to forgiveness. Forgiveness is the act of letting the fuck go. Okay. What we letting go, we're letting go of past mistakes. We're letting go of regrets. And most importantly, we're letting go of self-criticism. It's about understanding that making mistakes is part of being human, and forgiving yourself is the key to healing and moving forward. Now, I am somebody who does not even necessarily like to admit that I'm human, because I don't really like humans. I don't really like people. I love people, but I don't really like people. But then I got to realize I'm a people too. How about that? So I have to learn how to forgive myself so that I can forgive others. All of this is about starting with yourself so that you can then give that to others. So let's move to trust. The next step is trust. So trust involves believing in yourself, believing in your ability to make decisions, to navigate challenges, and to live authentically. It's about trusting that you're enough just as you are, and that you have the wisdom within to guide your own journey. Now, there is a lot of gurus that I've seen and just a lot of programs that I've seen that are encouraging people, you know, hey, come here, change this thing about you and then you'll be perfect. Do this and then love yourself better. Me, I say bump all of that. I say love yourself for exactly who you are right now. If you stink right now, I want you to love your own stinking draws, okay? I want you to love who you are, flaws and all. Yeah, we're going to talk about you changing them stinking draws. But right now, I just want you to love you. I don't, it, so that any changes you make, sweetie, is going to come from you. But when you love yourself better, you treat yourself better. I guarantee you that when you start loving yourself better, you're not going to want to stink all the time. But that's another episode, okay? Let's move on to acceptance, because that brings us right on to acceptance, okay? Finally.
Well, let me say this. Let me chime in on acceptance. Just because you accept that your draws stink don't mean you keep them on.
Yeah.
That is not what we say. We say it. That ain't what we telling you. So don't say that. Don't go. That's not what we said. Okay. Now.
And okay, I was getting to that. So here we go. Finally. Acceptance is about embracing your whole self. Your past, your present, your imperfections, and your beauty. It's about letting go of unrealistic expectations and finding peace within. When you truly accept yourself, you open the door to a life of contentment and fulfillment. So as she said, just because we want you to love your own stinking draws, we also want you to acknowledge that you need to throw them mugs in the washer, okay? So we're not saying that you're going to stay a stinking ass, okay? Just because you love your stinking ass. You get what we saying, Nerd Nation. You understand. Don't do that, okay? Don't take our words and don't twist that shit up. No. I want you to...
like, once you accept it, you need to be like, I accept that I may be a little odoriferous. I accept that. But... can change that.
We can change it. I want you to know that even though you stink, you are still worthy of love. That's what we about. It's you're still worthy of love. Now, I don't want you to blame nobody that they can't like be around that.
See,
but now you still deserve it.
You said something and now I got to talk about it and I ain't going to put no name on it. So, okay, boom. So, it's this person I know and I joke about it because I'm like, I don't see how your sit down ass stink and you still pull dudes and I'm over here smelling delicious and I'm struggling. And I'm like, they must, dudes really must not care.
They walking with confidence, bitch, okay? They walking with confidence with they stinking self.
When your sit down ass affect my normal ass, it's a problem. I'm back. Don't worry about it. I'm back. Okay.
Not they sit down air.
They sit down air smell like garbage. All right. We ain't going to go there. Next. If I got the stink to pull a man, just go ahead and take me to Pure Romance Time, to Spencer's, wherever I need to go, because I ain't finna walk around Miss Cookie smelling like no hot garbage and day old ass. I will the fuck. Oh, my bad. I'm cursing. I will not. Will not. But I accept that the crowd that's for me does not like smells. I'm okay with that.
So let's talk about, okay. So we might as well just jump the fuck into some acknowledgement. Is it okay for your sit down air to be offensive? No, it's not. No, it's not, sis. Bruh, you either. It's not cute. Now, but let's take this from the self-love. But here we go. We have to take this from the self-love perspective first, because we don't know with some people that, you know, they have issues that's happening down there, you know, and I would imagine that that could be something that's a little bit hard to deal with. So if we're going to talk about it from a self-love standpoint, you know, sometimes they're going to have to acknowledge that this is what it is. Now, maybe your issue, okay, Nerd Nation. So here we go. Maybe your issue is not that your sit down air is bad, but whatever issue it is that you have that you've been struggling with, sometimes what we just have to do is acknowledge that this is what it is, right? Does that make sense? You know, I knew somebody, and see, again, I don't want to say no names,
No, we ain't mentioning no names.
We can't mention no names because these are people. These are actual people with feelings and all of this stuff. And they could be watching and like, you don't. But now on the other hand, you know, won't nobody know that it's you unless.
That hit dog hollow.
But. But we're still not going to say no names. But it was the person that I knew that did have an odor coming from a certain part of their body. And I'm not even going to say what part of their body because if people would know. And but this was not, this was something that this person could not help. This was, there was no amount of like bathing that was going to help. Like it, this was just a glandular like issue. And so dealing with somebody that's, that has something that's that extreme going on, like there's got to be a lot of acknowledgement that happens first. Like, because I can imagine being teased about something like that. You know, like in school, I had big lips. Like I just grew into my lips. Like my lips was out to here, bitch. Like, come on. So it wasn't nothing I could do to change. Like, no, they was out to here. It was nothing I could do to change them. So this is why acknowledgement is so important, because when it's something that you can't change, being mad about it, being pissed about it, being sad about it, like throwing a pity party and shit about it, like none of that gets you to where you want to be. So if we're talking about acknowledgement, what is something about you? Well, let's just start. Let's start with good things. Okay. Let's do this. Let's start this ham sandwich off with some good things. What's one really great thing that you've learned that you acknowledge about yourself? Yeah.
Me? I was on that. Okay. One, I am. One thing that I could say that I acknowledge about myself that is a good thing is that I am a strong person. Not always
okay, strong in what way? Because what does that mean?
I am. Okay, let me see if I explain it like this. Those who know me know I suffer with serious pain issues. You wouldn't know it though, because I still stand up and do hair for 8-9 hours a day. I come home and my son is like, "You need help in the door?" Like I and mentally, I have my strong days. Well, everybody don't know my business, but we'll get into that later. But I feel like I'm a strong person for others. I'll say that. Let me say that. Okay. I'm strong for others. I'm that dependable, you know, that shoulder. I got everybody on these big shoulders, baby. I mean, everybody. And sometimes I don't like it, but ironically, when the weight is lifted, I feel like, oh, what now? Like, don't talk about it. Yeah. I know.
Okay. So if I ask you the question in reverse, what's something that you acknowledge, just taking any shame, guilt, whatever off the table? What's something that you would need to work on?
Being strong for myself. Being that dependable force for myself that I am for others.
Did you hear that, Nerd Nation? And I know that some of y'all are struggling to be that person for yourself too. So I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Yaz, okay? I want you to put down in the comment section one thing that you acknowledge about yourself that's wonderful. And then I want you to do the same in reverse. I want you to acknowledge one thing that you need to work on. I don't care what it is, how big or small, because hey, it starts with baby steps, okay? You know how excited we are when a baby takes some steps, okay? So it starts with baby steps. So it can be small, it can be big, but name something that you need to work on. Acknowledge something about yourself, because quite honestly, I'm gonna tell you why I really did this, Yaz. I get so tired of listening to the complaints about what other people did to us in relationships. I mean, it's valid. You know, we're upset. We get hurt by things, you know, that happen in life. But I feel like it's a million and one podcast shows, other type of shows, talk shows, whatever shows that talk about what somebody else did to you. And you already know how I feel about it. I'm a self-love strategist, which means that delving into self and looking at self and acknowledging self is the most important to me, because we are culpable in everything that's happened in our own lives. We are, you know. Now, when we're talking about things that happened in our childhood, you know, those are the things that absolutely help shape us. And we're going to spend a lot of time in this show, you know, delving back and going into those things, you know, because those things absolutely did shape us. But after we started being able to make decisions on our own, like at a certain point, baby, we got to acknowledge that the dumb shit that's happened in our life is because of the dumb decisions that we've made.
That part.
And I'm raising my hand on it too. I'm not sitting here, you know, like some perfect person that's done got it all figured out, honey. You know, and let me tell you something else too. And let me tell you something else. The after effect don't take your problems away. Okay. The after effect provides a solution for you. Cause see, a problem is only a problem until you got a solution. So in acknowledgement, you know, that's where we are. Now, what I wanted to talk about real quick, when we're talking about just the after effect in general, because like I said, this is episode one. Next week is when we're really going to get into breaking down, you know, the different pillars. But just as a whole, can you describe, if you can remember back that far, because basically, bitch, we're going to be going back through the after effect together. But if you can remember back to when I first created it a couple of years ago and you took it, what was, I want you to describe your week one, because week one, you had the biggest reaction to week one that I've ever seen in the after effect. You had a name for it.
For me, week one was hell week.
And why was it hell week?
For me, it was hell week because it opened doors that I didn't even know were there. It opened windows that apparently my mental nailed shut, painted over, and was like, yeah, you don't need no breeze. Just sit here.
You don't need no breeze.
Yeah. So it was, at first I was mad at you. I'm kidding. I was mad at you. I'm like, this motherfucker.
You was mad at me?
Put me through this. Yes. Because I was like, why would she put me through this? Like, I go to therapy. But the therapist that I go to, I love her, but she never challenged me to this point. So I'm like, I don't like Estina, because why would she, why would she have me go down this rabbit hole? And now I'm remembering things I never wanted to remember. But in remembering those things, I forgave those people. And then I had to have a conversation with self. And me and self had it out, baby. Like, we were going word for word, like, and I was talking to myself and our wolves. But I ultimately had to forgive myself for allowing those things to take place. And the things that I did not allow to take place, I forgave myself for not speaking up. I'm 43. Yeah, like 30 years ago. So that first week I was like, I'm not doing this. To hell with SJM program. I'm not doing this. But the further I went into it, I was like, okay, so I don't forgave me now. I forgive you. Don't pull your shit no more, but I forgive you.
So now we're in week two, because forgiveness was week two.
Two. When I hit week two, I was like, whoa. I was like, oh my God. I could have been living and enjoying myself all these years. But I'm sitting here. I ain't gonna say I was like, woe is me type thing. No, it wasn't a woe is me, but I was.
No, Vince, for a while, it was absolutely woe is you.
You got me pulling my business out of it. Don't pull my business out of it. People don't know me like that, okay?
But it was definitely woe is me. I had my moments. Now I'm gonna rewind myself for a little bit. I acknowledged that I held on to pain that I didn't have to hold on to. I acknowledged I held on to things from a childhood that I shouldn't have held on to. I should have let them go the same year it happened. Then I was holding on to things that happened from when I went in the Navy and went to my first duty station, here my only duty station, but I digress.
Right.
I was holding on to those things and I should have let them go. I should have, once I walked off that base for the last time, I should have said, oh, I can't do it online, never mind. But I should have did it and been good. But I held on to it because I was like, you hurt me, you wronged me, bam. And I can honestly sit here and say at 43, I acknowledge that I caused some of my own hurt by holding on to things that I should have let go of.
Mm. And I'm going to tell you that it's important that you, and I know that you know this, but for people that's listening, it's so, a lot of us do that. A lot of us is holding on to hurt, honey. We holding on to hurt. And it's because you still need somebody to pay for your pain. And you don't even care if it's you that's paying for your pain. And so you just hold on to your hurt. But I'm going to tell you that while you're holding on to your hurt with both freaking hands, honey, you can't grab on to nothing else.
Cannot.
While you determine, I'm going to hold on to this hurt because somebody need to pay for this pain. You did this to me and it wasn't fair. And I don't think it's right. And all of this other stuff that we take ourselves through, while you're busy holding on to that, life is happening all around you. You know, other people are evolving and the people that's trying to get close to you can't, because you got this bullshit in the way. Your pain in the way, you know? So yeah, you call it the first week hell week, because the week one is where you get to know you. Okay. So now let's talk real quick about what you all at home are going to be able to expect from these upcoming episodes. So we're going to dive deep into each of the after principles, starting with acknowledgement. So episode two is going to be about acknowledgement. We're going to explore what it means to truly see yourself, how to celebrate your strengths and confront your fears, and why acknowledgement is the first crucial step in your self-love journey. So what you just heard, yes, described to you as hell week, as, you know, it was hell week because I asked questions of her that had never been asked before, forcing her to get to know herself. But here go the thing, here go what I'ma say, you know, cause she ain't never shared with me that she ain't like me during that time. So this what I'ma say today. Okay. So here's the deal. I want you to just take this walk with me right quick. I want you to imagine that, you know, you in a crowded room. You may or may not be having a good time. I don't know. You feel that partying for yourself, okay? But you dress to the nines, you know, and you look across the room and your eyes lock with somebody across the room, okay? And I mean, it's an instant connection, all right? And you want to get to know everything about that person. Have you been in that space before where you done met somebody? You want to know all about that person. So you want to get to know, you asking all the questions, okay? So that you can get to know this person. What do they like? What is their name? Where do they live? How do they do this? You know, all the questions that you want to know so that you can start to fit yourself into what it is that they like because you want to be close to this person. Have we all been there? That's it. You too, yeah. I know you have. You ain't got to make that face. Have we all been there? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what I want you to imagine now is that person, those eyes that locked from across that room, is your reflection. And we're going to dive deep into getting to know you just like you would dive deep into getting to know somebody else. And so that's why she called it Hell Week, because see, I forced her to get to know her. The very questions that we want to ask other people, I want you to ask them of yourself. And you're going to ask them of yourself. We're going to acknowledge you, the good, the bad, the ugly. That's what's coming up on the next episode. So I hope that you're ready. Now, this is what we're going to be doing. We also going to be sharing our personal experiences. And as you can see, me and Yaz, we got some history, honey. We got some stories to tell you. We may bring on some other guests, but we definitely going to be featuring some real life stories from people just like you who have used the After Effect to transform their lives. But it ain't just about you guys listening, okay? It's about doing. Each episode is going to, there's going to include some actionable steps, some exercises, and some reflection prompts that you can use to integrate these principles into your daily life. Listen, it'll even be a daily dose reading or two that'll go on in these episodes. So you never know. Of course, we're going to have some fun along the way, because as you can see, you can't help but to laugh at the two of us together telling the story. So, because you know what? Self-love is supposed to be joyful. They say misery loves company, but screw misery. Hell, self-love, love company too. Happy love company too. And that's what we're doing right here. So before we wrap it up, before we wrap up episode one, I just want to say thank you for joining us here for our first episode. We're so excited to start this journey with you. And we truly believe that together, we can create a movement of self-love that is going to change lives. Yaz, is there anything you want to say before we wrap up episode one, darling?
I want to say is have you some tissues. Uh-huh. Be comfortable. Uh-huh. Because it's going to be a roller coaster of emotions. Not all sad. Definitely not all sad. Because after I got over busting down the door of sadness and being mad at SJ because she made me do it, I was actually, it was a sigh of relief, because it felt like years of hurt and pain literally just lifted off of me. So let's get to loving, baby. Let's get to loving.
Now, next week, remember, it's acknowledgement. We're going to explore what it means to truly see yourself, get to know yourself, how to celebrate your strengths, and become, and we're going to confront some of them fears that you have too, and why acknowledgement is the first crucial step in your self-love journey. So until next week, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you later. Okay.